You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. Hour number three on a good-looking Friday morning. Forecast today, possible storms later on. But right now, it's very nice out there. 58 in Green Bay, 57 in Appleton, 55 in Oshkosh. Just a perfect day to get out there and do something high today. It's going to be around 80 degrees. We got Reggie. Do we got Reggie? Our man Reggie Desimois.
Reggie, we wish you
Reggie, good
morning, guys.
Pronounce your last name for me, Reggie.
Desimois.
Okay. Love that.
Yeah. We were hoping you were going to come into the studio instead of on the phone, because you could have brought us some of this beef salad and but all these other things you offer there, oxtail.
Yes, I.
Next time, right?
I could definitely do that for you guys, but today we've been really busy getting ready for the anniversary party, and then we have like tonight downtown Appleton, so we've been really busy. So I can definitely deliver that. And next time you come in, I'm gonna send you out with a plate for the guys.
Mango lime chicken. Mango lime chicken thigh.
Oh.
We're talking about chicken thighs this morning.
Yes,
you'd like that.
That sounds phenomenal.
Yeah.
Jim, do you like spicy food?
I do.
Okay,
Reggie.
That's not too spicy. That's not like medium spicy.
No. How about the goat meal?
The goat meal?
Yeah.
With some rice and beans and then a beet salad and a spicy coleslaw.
Okay.
I've not had the goat yet, but that's what I'm going to try. Are you going to have it tomorrow, Reggie?
Yes, we definitely will have it tomorrow.
That's what I'm going to try tomorrow, and I'll let you know how I feel about it.
Reggie, I got to tell you something. Todd,
it looks great. I mean, whoever does your website, those are great photos.
Hey, you know what that reminds me of your kid, and you're at the drive-in.
Yeah,
I know, right? Hey, please stop at your concessions. Yeah. Those hot dogs would always look so good.
Yeah.
That's the way your website looks there, Reggie.
You get a great website.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Tell everybody again who you are, what you do, where you're located, the whole thing.
My name is Reggie. I'm the owner of Area 509 Caribbean Tits and Busted Spud, and we are located in Appleton at 1025 North Badger Avenue. It's that location is two blocks away from Appleton West High School.
Right.
So Area 509 is a Haitian restaurant. We serve rice and beans, fried plantain, a few Caribbean dishes, and then we do have Busted Spud that serve loaded potatoes.
No. I'm not that familiar with Busted Spud. What is that? You order the potato and you can add what, 5-6 different ingredients? What do you all have?
What we do, you get to choose if you want a potato, if you want tater tots, or if you want fries, and then we loaded that with meat for you. Like if you want, we have a chicken bacon ranch, we have a brisket, we have a porker that's porked on it. So yeah, and then we have a taco tato.
That sounds phenomenal.
I'm liking that. Busted Spud. I like that. Okay. Well, I'm going to.
It's different.
Yes.
I liked it a lot.
And you give some variety with that, too. You can pick what we want.
Yes.
I like it, Reggie. All right. I like it a lot.
Oh, thank you.
Now, what do you got going on tonight and tomorrow?
Tonight, we're heading downtown to the lights tonight. Both trucks are going to be there. Caribbean Taste and Busted Spud will be there. And then tomorrow is our 6-year anniversary for Caribbean Taste and 3 years anniversary for Area 509. So we have some live music scheduled for the openers. We do have Luminati that's coming from Green Bay. And then we have Joe Soundtrack, which is a Haitian DJ. So if you like Haitian music, you like Caribbean music, he's coming from Chicago. And then we have Gizeh that's coming from Chicago as well.
Wow. And this is all happening in Appleton, right?
Yes.
All right. But tomorrow then, this is tomorrow at 1025 North Broadway. That's your place.
The 1025 North Badger Avenue.
Badger.
That's in Appleton.
Yeah. Okay. And that's your place. That's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, May 17th.
Okay, great.
Awesome.
You're going to get a good turnout. You got good weather coming up tonight, that's for sure. Tomorrow, it's going to be fine.
Tomorrow, we have it's going to be a little bit lower, 60. We're looking at 62 degrees. We do have some fire pits, so we're going to make sure all the fire pits have gas in them. So we make sure everybody stay warm out there, and the drinks are going to be cold. The foods are going to be warm.
You're the man,
and the music will be good, too. Yeah. Don't forget about that.
Yeah. Because I feel like when you're dancing, you don't even feel the cold.
There you go. You're right. Reggie, with all the different foods you have, and like I said, looking at your website, it just it looks great. What are the beverages you recommend?
The beverages that I recommend, we have a homemade lemonade that is really popular. We make 15 to 20 gallons that's going to be on stack. And then we have some IPA. We have that, I can't remember the name of it, but it comes from the brewery from Green Bay. We have the one drink that is really popular at the bar that we got from a Badger State. And yeah, we have a variety of the beer and wines available at the bar, and then we have some Haitian drinks too called Kolakuan. That's like real Haitian drinks, and it tastes like Haiti in the batter, you know. So it's real tropical, very flavorful.
Is that a good
drink.
Thing?
It's
just so- Haiti in a bottle. I like the sound of that, Reggie. What kind of alcohol do you? What, is it rum? All rum based?
We don't have a liquor license, and right now we're only serving beer and wine. So mostly we have beer and wine, and a can. So we don't have a liquor license yet. So we'll have beer and wine available.
Okay, I got something with that, Jim. You asked Jim a minute or so ago when you asked about do you like spicy food. How spicy? I mean, like, sometimes do you ask people how spicy can you handle type of thing? How hot do some of your dishes get, Reg?
Yeah, that's a good question, but the question that we usually get, people think everything on the menu is spicy, but not really, because like the oxtail is not spicy. But if you're not adventurous, we have a grill that's a fried pork belly that is not spicy, and then we do have a pork, a garlic pork that is not spicy. It's actually the same pork that we use on the potato, like to do the porker, and most of our followers love it. So, like, yeah, when people see Caribbean food, they assume it's all spicy. It's all, like, going to burn their face. But we don't cook like that. We don't make it like where you just burn your face, but you don't actually.
Yeah.
The food has no taste. The food actually has, like, good taste. It just has a little kick, like, you know, that makes you want to grab a drink and just feel like you're in the Caribbean.
That sounds awesome.
So, Reggie, what I like about your food truck, it's different, right? I mean, there's a lot of tacos and things, which is great. That's good food. And, of course, burgers and brats. But where are you getting these recipes? Is this something from
back home?
Your mom?
Those came down from my mom. And there's no written recipe. It was just like spending time with her in the kitchen. And growing up in Haiti with no sisters. And so you got to learn from your mom. Because my mom always say, like, that's how I got the skill. She's like, she never know. She said, we never know where we're going to end up in life, so we're going to have to learn how to cook, clean, and make sure, like, we can take care of ourselves. So now it becomes a business.
Hey, Reggie, we got a quick text here. It says to say hi to your manager, Roxanne. She's the real boss of the organization.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, she sure is.
Hey, Reggie, I got to ask you, how far back, how many thousands of years has it been traced where somebody was so hungry in Haiti that they said, I'm so hungry, I could eat that ox's tail. How did that get on? Who was the first guy that decided, I'm going to eat his tail?
I mean, I don't have that story. I don't know how that begins. But it's the same as, let's look at lobster. You know, lobster was actually like a poor people food in seven. Now it becomes like a luxury. So it's the same for oxtail. Oxtail was kind of like, you know, something like if you could not afford the meat, that's the only thing you could afford. But now, not anybody, like, it's a really expensive meat because oxtail is actually more expensive than a piece of steak. You know, like, we're paying like $10 to like $11 a pound for oxtail.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, oxtail is not actually a cheap meat. So it's kind of like, it's the flavor, it's the texture, like kind of like have kind of like drawing people like toward it. I mean, it's the same as, like, again, we're looking at a lobster tail that was just like, you know, the story of it was just like people who could not afford meat was just eating I was eating lobster, but now not. It becomes like a, you know, a fancy and luxury, you know, food.
That's incredible. I got a text here from Sarah. She said, Busted Spud is amazing. All capitals. Amazing.
Thank you. Yeah. Busted Spud is the same as Caribbean Taste. You know, we put all the love in the food, and we like serving fresh and wonderful food.
Okay, one more time. Tell everybody where you're going to be tonight and tomorrow there, Reggie.
Tonight we'll be downtown Appleton with Light the Night. Both truck will be there. We'll be Caribbean Taste and Busted Spud. And tomorrow, May 17th, we'll be in Appleton at our location, Area 509. The address is 1025 North Badger Avenue, and then we have three shows for you. The first one would be Illuminati, second one would be Joe Soundtrack, and then the third one would be Gizeh.
Wow. Outstanding.
That'd be a fun day.
Reggie,
this is great, Reggie.
Desimois, Area 509. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Pretty close, I think.
Pretty close.
You're getting closer.
You got the 509 right.
It was nice to see you, Jim, at the draft. It was
yes.
Nice to see your family, introduce your family to me. It was nice stopping by and say hi to me.
You bet. That was fun to see you. And like I said, it was so nice to have you there as something different than a lot of other food trucks that were there. So I just thanks for coming. I know it's an effort on your part.
Reggie, but, you're good people. And I'll tell you what, our man Todd here is your biggest fan, so let's keep it rocking, and I swear next time we get together, I'm having some oxtail.
Oh, yeah.
We love you, Tad.
All right.
See ya.
See ya, my man. Take care, Reg. See ya. Reggie Desimois, Area 509 in Appleton. Man, great guy, great food.
I can't wait. I've been waiting for this for a while because I went to the party last year. It was so nice, and the music, and people were just, it's like sitting in your backyard.
Yeah.
Just having some drinks.
And I like that he said, it's funny though, it's going to be in the 60s, we're going to have the fire pits going. It's like, really? But you know what I mean? It's like, to them, it's like, the 60s, we're going to get the fires going.
But that culture is fun.
Yeah.
Like relaxing. God. And he says people are going to be dancing. Yeah. Like, you know, sometimes you don't, when you go to the stadium, you don't really think of dancing. You know, whereas he, that was one of his top things, is people be dancing, the fire pits. That is a cool environment there. And he brought it here. I mean.
Yeah. We hope he has tremendous success.
And he will.
Very hands-on.
Oh, yeah.
He built his own truck, right?
Yeah. Not only that, but getting ready for this party, he's putting down new pavers and all that in the backyard. It's like, you know, there's an entrepreneur that rolls up his sleeves.
That's right.
Well, and it goes back to, like you said, with his mom, where she said, we don't have money to buy, you know, good food or whatever. We got to create our own things.
Yep. You got to learn.
And that's what they did.
He's doing great.
That's wonderful. Awesome. He's almost like the Haitian version of me.
So I wanted to give you guys this thought process.
Yeah.
Channel 2, Bill Jarts is retiring.
Yes.
They're doing this cool thing where you can send videos to say goodbye to Bill.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking we've got Dan in the studio today.
Yeah.
Right? He's got
coming
a keyboard.
Up in a couple of minutes.
He's got a keyboard.
Yes.
We got Dennis Peters.
Yes.
We got Jim and John. Yes. I say after the show, we put together a little video and we send it over to Channel 2.
Awesome.
I'm in.
What do you think?
Do you want me to sing or anything?
Well, we're
happy retirement.
Dan had a good point earlier. He goes, there's only so many words that rhyme with jarts, so we'll have to come up with something.
Oh, yeah.
That is a really good point,
that
Dan.
That will not take long.
I don't know. I think Dennis has it figured out.
Okay. Dennis does?
I think Dennis has it figured out.
He's giving us a thumbs down and a thumbs up at the same time. Okay. Man, folks, if you've been with us this long, you got to stay with us because we've got Dennis from the Glam Band coming on. We got Dan Rafferty, who's legendary as well. Got a fun way to end the week. I'll tell you what, man. Wait till you hear this.
These guys are great, so it'll be fun.
Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
If there's a rock and roll heaven, well, these two guys would be in there.
There we go.
Yeah. How was that?
Fantastic. Yeah. I'm in tears. Sure. Honestly, I'm in tears.
That was Dennis.
That, yeah. If you liked it, it was Dennis.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow. Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's our favorite time of the week. It is time for the live music series. We've got Dennis Peters from the glam band, who, by the way, is a two-time winner of Male Vocalist of the Year in the state of Wisconsin.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for saying that.
And a very gentle lover.
Yes.
Okay, Dan.
Well, we did have some quiet time before.
We did.
You know,
we did.
So.
Whoa, Dan Raffery in the house.
Just like that. How are we doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
It's
good.
Great. We showed up at the same time. We put the exact amount of change in the parking lot.
Yes, we did.
And then the parking meter.
Okay.
It must be love.
It is. Must be love.
Got to say, big thanks to Dan. Here's why. Because we had another guest scheduled, okay? Yeah. And because of an emergency, they couldn't make it. So we put a post out on social media. Hey, if you can help us out. Dan was right there immediately.
Thank you, Dan.
That ain't a bad fill-in, I'll tell you that.
No. Well, and having the morning off didn't hurt either.
Yeah, that's good.
Convenient, yeah.
Hello, Dan.
Hello.
How are you, buddy?
Busy, but
I
good.
I know, yes. Man.
Yeah, I'm hearing that.
Tell everybody who you are, what you do, and go ahead.
Yeah, I'm with New Dueling Pianos. We've been around for about 8 years. Play all over Wisconsin, do about 120 shows, request-based shows that we do, whether they're indoor, outdoor, private events, all that good stuff. So we've been having a ton of fun with that.
Can you imagine what that's like?
I was going to say, I always think, you know, you talk about these actors like Saturday Night Live, they start with the improv. I would think that is so much pressure in some ways, but you guys cool with it, right?
I mean, well, it's just you learn to not care after a while. I hate to say it because, right, they can't do half the stuff or whatever it is, and it's the people that just aren't willing to put themselves out there, and you just give it a shot. And
it's like water skiing. You fall off, but hopefully you have your vest.
You just got to stand up. You just got to stand up.
That's all it is.
Really?
Get Uncle Joe to teach you how to do it.
Because you heard that's the one sport I failed in miserably, right?
That was the one.
That's the one.
That's not what I heard.
And then I was so upset, that's when I spilled my coffee. All right. Wow.
Dan,
got another quick thing here. Speaking of rocking, the Smiling Moose in Newton will be rocking this Sunday with Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar Boys.
If you've never seen the legend that is Reverend Raven and the Chainsmoking Altar, you have to. Chainsmoking Altar Boys. You have to see them. They're just amazing.
And if you've ever been to the Smiling Moose, you should go out there, too.
Absolutely.
That's just a cool spot in Wisconsin. Yeah. So.
Manitowoc County has cool little towns with, like, you wouldn't realize what happened. Like, what's I always talk about it, the theater. It's like one of the most famous theaters.
Yeah.
Tishmills?
Yes, that's in
You know, these tiny little towns that have, it's like you can tell when these communities started, it's like, okay, we need an entertainment place, and they...
But it's more than that community, because that community couldn't support it. I mean, they are drawing people in from other municipalities. So
some of the best-kept secrets in the whole state of Wisconsin, along the lakeshore.
Yeah.
There's so much to see.
Yep. Hey, Dan, I've seen you guys a number of times.
Sure.
You don't get stumped too often.
Not too often, but that's not really the objective.
What if somebody comes up to... I know it's not, but if
it
somebody comes up to you...
That was way off.
I don't know... Gives you confidence, man. I've never seen people come up and they ask you some of the weirdest songs.
They do,
like, boom,
they do.
I'm there.
But if there's anybody who could stump me, I guarantee he's like, hey, you know that old hit from
Who, me?
Here we go. Yes, you. Absolutely.
Remember that one song?
There it is.
Yeah.
Here we go. It goes a little bit like this. Play a little bit of it.
Lesbian Seagull from Engelbert Humperdinck, 1973.
That's right. It was a good one. You should know it. Everybody knows. Just go ahead and jump into that. That's fine.
I'd be like the Billy Joel song, the old man making love to his tonic and gin.
That's
play
right.
me a song.
Don't know that one.
Yeah. No, okay. No.
Dan,
I'm sensing sarcasm.
Ton of sarcasm.
Is that the number one request?
Oh,
it's right up there with Stairway to Heaven, right?
That's right. And some song called Don't Stop Something, whatever.
Don't Stop. Well, let's see. Don't Stop.
Thinking About Tomorrow. That's what we do.
That's it. That's the one.
So where are you playing this week, Dennis? You said it's quiet down a little bit, huh?
The month of May is not so bad. We're doing a private show for Showcase Kitchens this evening. I think I can say that without getting sued. And then next Wednesday, we're at the Bud Pavilion down at the State Fair Park. They're opening up the Bud Pavilion at State Fair Park for their Wednesday music series all summer long. It's fantastic.
Do you ever have a fried Snicker bar when you go there?
Oh, I was thinking about
that. I want one.
Yeah. Well,
they're doing something there every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday for the season, yes, May through September. Man. Yeah, it's fantastic.
That's awesome.
It's unbelievable. You should see. It's unbelievable how many people come there and make a thing out of it.
People love to go out to those events. And look at Madison's picking it up now at Camp Randall.
Wednesday's the new Friday down there.
Pardon me?
Wednesday's the new Friday.
Right, down there. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. I hope we do more of that here because people love music.
Yeah. Incan does their thing on Wednesdays during the season, what have you.
You got that one coming up too pretty quick, right?
Yes, indeed. Yeah. There are a bunch of times.
Dan, you're you do a lot of, it seems like you do a lot of charity things, or maybe I see you at charity things.
Here and there, it's ironic you brought that up because we do have two fundraisers tonight that we're doing. We have two different shows. We have two sets of equipment. We got four guys playing tonight. We have two, we're going to be over at the Stonewood, being able to work with the people you guys met with yesterday.
Yes.
The Jabasso Crew Green Bay Area Sports Organization. That's, they have glitter and gold event going on out there. It's gonna be
to raise
fun.
Money for the skating park.
Exactly.
And they, that's just a... besides being a great skating park, it's really good for kids' confidence, for getting along with each other, respecting each other. That's just a nice venue for these kids to go.
It's yet another way to connect with youth to be able to help them through tough times or whatever it is. Absolutely. And then our second one is out in Pulaski at Assumption Parish, being able to take down the barn at Sunset Acres. I don't know if you've been there yet.
No, but I'm willing to learn.
It's a cool, cool facility. Brand new venue. It's neat. It's fun.
Oh,
you did? And then,
that's
you,
fun.
You mentioned the word gold, by the way.
Yes, glitter and gold. That's going to be at Snowwood.
Gold is the word of the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, we already gave away the tickets.
You did already?
Yeah.
You guys are popular.
No, we don't mess around there.
The Civic Media, I tell you what,
they're on top of it.
I agree.
You know, and their employees spill their coffee all over everything.
I was nervous.
True story. I blew out a mixer one time because my intern knocked over my Diet Coke.
I was worried when Dan wasn't getting sound out of his thing. Did I blow out something?
We were testing it.
I don't even know if it's coming through. We haven't tried it too much. But
is it working, Todd?
Give it a try.
What is there? Sure enough. That works.
It's alive.
It works. All right.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got Dan Raffery. We got Dennis Peters. We got two of the greatest musicians you'll ever find. It's enough of me and Jim talking about it. When we come back, we're going to hear a little something-something.
Sure.
All right. Dan Raffery, Dennis Peters, Minor the Mayor, back after us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a beautiful day today, and we got two beautiful gentlemen in the house. Yes,
there you go.
I'm talking about
beautiful.
Mino and the Mayor, the beautiful.
There they are.
People.
Look at them.
The Dennis people. Peters,
the ageless wonders.
Just beautiful.
Now, when we got two unbelievably talented human beings like this within arm's reach here, Jim and I don't need to say anything. We're going to let you guys handle it. But one of the things we want to do, Dan, is
If you guys, our show is all request based, so. If you guys want a little sampling of that, feel free and throw in a couple songs that text it on in. I'll see if I A, know them, B, play a little bit of them. I'll make Dennis sing the whole time. It'll be fun. No, we'll have a good time.
All right. So download the Civic Media app. Just text in any song you want. It doesn't have to be.
Doesn't have to be a piano song. I don't care.
Right.
Any song
you
like.
Everything.
That's clever,
don't
too.
Don't go full Mino and go deep, deep, deep. And saying, it was one of my favorite songs when I was 11 years old. You remember that one, don't you?
Tom T. Hall, I Like Beer. Something like that.
Hey, that's
it makes
song.
Me a jolly
that's
a good song. Fellow.
Can I tell you something? Yeah. Yesterday when I was like just in my apartment cleaning or doing whatever I do up there, okay, I downloaded Tom T. Hall's Greatest Hits.
Come on.
I love Tom T. Hall, swear to God.
I love Little Baby Ducks.
Something that rhymes with duck.
That's
old
right.
Pickup trucks.
Oh, that's the word.
And ducks, watermelon ducks wine. Run. Yep.
Yeah.
That's what we're looking to do.
I don't want to use that one, though.
No?
That's too easy. Little bearing fruit. I get low-hanging fruit, I suppose, on that.
Little low-hanging... What? Low-hanging who?
Low-hanging fruit.
Nice.
You know.
I hope I didn't invert my pedal.
Do you mind if we dance with y'all's dates?
You want me to dance with y'all's dates?
Dates is a fruit, by the way.
Nothing's worse than when you invert your pedal.
I know.
I mean, I've had to see a doctor about that.
I know. It's bad.
I had a bike accident.
Dr. Shrinker, right?
Dr. Shrinker? That used to be a TV show.
Dr. Vinny Boombots.
Oh, my gosh.
That's good enough. That'll work. That's fine. Anything come in yet? Probably not.
No, no text. Yeah, what's the matter?
But in the meantime, that's fine. I got John.
Give us music suggestions.
What does John like? John likes, you like Johnny Cash. I know that. That's right. You like the.
Actually, I'm also wearing a shirt that is on the puppet.
Nice.
Nice. Rebel Soul. I love the helmet on that.
I know, right?
That is awesome.
There you go.
What do you got going here, Dan?
Love. It's a burning thing. It makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire.
Jimmy knows this part. How's it go? I filled it.
I was reading. Sorry. No, go ahead. Just take it. Take it down.
Oh, God.
That's awesome. Yeah,
okay. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire. There you go. That's one. That's one.
We got,
song.
Okay, we got our first one here. Neil After Young. The Gold Rush, Neil Young.
After the Gold Rush by Neil Young.
Holy shnikes.
That's what I'm saying. John requested this song.
Got another one here. We Just Disagree.
There you go.
Great song.
Who is that one by?
Dave Mason.
That's right. He's from Manitowoc, isn't he?
He is.
Wenzel's Bar.
That's right. I met that. He used to play with the drummer from Happy Schnapps Combo. Is that what it was?
Right. Yeah.
That's his brother.
Did he write the song?
Yeah.
He wrote that song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
in the Whammy Hall of Fame, by the way.
It ain't just you, babe. It ain't just me, babe. It's only you and me, and we just disagree. That's right. There's nobody knows how the verses goes. They all want to hear about that.
Yeah.
It's just you and me, and we just disagreed. Ooh, 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 yeah. Now it sounds like a TV show intro. That's right. That's right. What else you got? Anything else that's coming through?
This is your life.
Hey, let me ask you this. So you guys, we're just talking about something. And I told you that, you know, I do charity auctions. I'm not a professional auctioneer. And I've hurt my voice. And when I was telling you, kind of like this,
you hurt
both
your
of
voice.
You guys. Yeah. Well,
your
my
voice hurts our ears.
Okay. Here's
the money maker right there, man.
Wow.
Should,
but you guys.
That's something I was thinking, but I didn't say it. But thank you, Todd.
Wow. Todd. Dun-dun-dun. You spill one cup of coffee over the new equipment.
That's right.
I suppose you can say anything on your last day. Whatever. It's fine.
Right. How do you guys perform so often and not hurt your voices?
Wow.
Because you guys are two of the busiest guys I've ever seen, ever. In the music business.
Well, you got to be careful. You don't want to drink too much Tang there, John.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. You know, sugar. Out, out, out.
No. Right.
Is that it?
It's a drying
agent. It's a lot of water.
Alcohol.
It's all water.
Throat coat tea. I drink a throat coat tea. It's got, I call it euthanasia. It's slowly killing me. I mean, echinacea.
Echinacea.
I was way off.
That's funny.
And slippery elm bark is one of the main ingredients in that.
There's a thing called Vocal 37 or something like that. It's an eye drop. It's a drop that you put into a small little thing of water. You drink that, and that's supposed to help too. And
that makes no sense. There's no eye in drop.
I think it's a good point.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know.
We got another request for you. What Joan Jett. I love rock and roll.
Joan Jett. Head dead bound by the wrecking machine, right?
Yeah.
There you go. No, it must have been about 17. Well, I keep it moving on where we can be alone.
Wow, wow,
wow, wow. And I kept it moving on because he was with me.
Yeah, me.
That's right. And the people here at Mino Show with the mayor sing me.
Yeah, me.
Singing, I love rock and roll. Put another dime in the jukebox, baby. Not me.
Mino
dance
and the
with May. Dance with the May.
It's Mayor and Mino in that particular order.
Just take some time and
dance with.
Chance with Mino and the Mayor. There's not enough room for that.
Work. Another one comes.
Crocodile Rock. All right.
Crocodile, I love rock and roll.
Right.
Sorry. Look at this guy.
Yeah, that's. I gotta ask you how you learned it. After you're done.
It's like an idiot savant thing. No.
Was it since you were a little kid? You just sat down like Elton John, right?
Yep, exactly. Hey, that's exactly how it was. No, we had a piano at the house. What?
There's no iron savant.
There is no iron savant, and there is no iron drop either.
Jeepers.
This must have been quite the chick magnet, though.
So I took lessons when I was like single digits, 5, 6, 7, whatever it was. And then I knew enough to be dangerous, and I was born in 73. And by the time the early 80s rolled around, that was a lot of the rock bands, the rock ballads that came out, but then also Billy Joel and Elton John and all the other ones that
piano
came out.
Music,
but there was a lot of keyboard, a lot of piano that was being played. And it was funny because the girls would show up and they'd say, "You don't happen to know that song."
And you're like,
I think, you know.
Oh, man. See?
Or it sticks, for example.
Yeah.
Right. Babe, I'm leaving. There you go. Cartman.
Yeah, that's right. Which is so a good for your voice to ever do that.
But this is a little savant thing, though, because you only took lessons for, you said, 3 years?
No, for like a year and a half.
Oh,
yeah, all the Rafferty kids had to take lessons. It just took with me, and then we got the scales where you're doing, you know.
Yeah.
And that was when I said, that's enough. I don't need to do that anymore. But I knew enough to be dangerous, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
What a gift.
Yeah, but if there's other people out there who have that gift, give me a call. I know. I don't need to work this much.
I think you should say that. Go ahead.
Why not? We need people that are energetic, and they don't have to be the best singers, because I certainly am not. And you don't have to be the best piano player, because I certainly am not. But you put it all together and make it entertaining, and there you go. And I'm happy to teach and help anybody that wants to do that.
And they can join the dueling.
Yeah, well, you could want to become one of the guys. Absolutely. Awesome. You could, yeah, just find us at New Dueling Pianos. The phone number on there goes right to my cell phone. Now my phone's going to blow up with not wanting to be in, but whatever. But have fun with that. We play all over. You don't have to do every show. You can just do some here and there.
Social media, then New Dueling Pianos. Facebook and all that other fun
Facebook
stuff.
And the gram. We tried Snapchat. I couldn't figure it out. TikTok, not a chance. Well,
it's like a 6-second thing, though, with Snapchat. Though.
It is, but I mean, that's hard. I don't get it.
It's like 10-second Tom.
There's
no I in Tom, by the way.
That's no I in Tom either. Hi, I'm Tom.
That's a reference to a movie, but anyway.
51st Dates. Yep. One of my wife and my favorite movies. What else do you want to rock
about? We got a couple more texts.
Else you got?
Old time rock and roll, Heart and Soul.
My first song I learned. Piano Man, don't know that one. All right.
Yeah, Piano Man, All Time Rock and Roll, and Heart and Soul.
Which Heart and Soul are you talking about?
I don't know.
With a little bit of heart and soul.
There's one.
Never love to grow.
To
with
pow.
A little bit of heart. Look at you breaking out the artist. Good for you.
To pow.
I can't be loving, wait for more. Hope sometimes I need to know. With a little bit of heart and soul. Yeah.
Well, that's skill on loan from God, by the way. And by the way, there is no I in God.
No.
But you are. You are in, God in you. God is in you.
Sure.
God is in you.
I think we're stretching that one a little too
far. Yeah, a little too far, but we'll go right back to, old time rock and roll.
Take those old records off the shelves. I sit and listen to them by myself. Today's music ain't got the same soul. Just like that old time rock and roll. Don't try to take me to a disco. You'll never even get me out on the floor. In 5 minutes, I'll be late for the door. With that old time rock and roll. They got Piano Man up there too, right?
Yeah.
It's almost 9 o'clock on a Friday, right? Bunch of old guys sitting around here.
Right. Watching the clock.
Counting the minutes till the end of the day.
Right.
Till when they can go out and go grab a beer. Is 10:30 too early?
No.
Not whatsoever.
No.
Whoa, la, da, 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 da.
Just fill the parking
la,
meter.
Da, 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 da. Keep plugging the meter, right?
That's
da,
right.
Sing us a song, you're the Piano Man. Sing us a song tonight. We normally sing 12 hours later than this, don't we? It's not like 8 in the morning. It's normally 8 at night that we're doing these songs, right?
That is true.
This is early for this type of high stuff.
So you got the music, all the words. You don't have a phone in front of you. You're
no.
reading that. Do you?
We sometimes break out the phones because we got to look up the second verse because people will tip us, and they tip us enough that they earn the second verse.
Okay,
so
and you got
fine.
That
okay, we get we have two talents like you. We got to get one that you guys can combine on.
Combine on? I don't know.
Ebony and Ivory.
That's
you want I have sight. How about the girl is mine? That'd be even better.
Girl is mine.
Wow.
Yeah. The doggone girl is mine. Mine.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah. Woo! The doggone girl is mine. No, we're not gonna do mine.
That was pretty awesome.
That was pretty good. We should do it. It's getting hot in here because it's
is.
Literally
this
getting
is,
hot
that's
in here.
Right. All right. Ooh, that girl's so scandalous. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
I'll show my head.
Getting so hot, I'm gonna take my clothes. Off. There it is. I need a beatboxer. That's right.
Wow.
So, yeah, literally, that's not how our shows go normally, but it's all those songs just delivered in different ways.
But they're not totally dissimilar to that. Your shows are high energy. They're funny.
Yep. It's very ADD, for sure.
Right. It is.
Whatever that spells.
Yep, yeah. Come see us. We're going to be actually right on the city deck coming up on June 20th.
Yes.
Yep, we'll be in competition with the glam band who will be out at the Howard Commons that exact same day. So you can see half both of us or half of us or one of us
when
or whatever.
When do you play? When do you start playing?
It's always 6 to 9. Yeah, I know.
Ditto.
It's literally head to head.
Head to head.
But that's all right. So nobody should be at their house. Yeah. He's hit the Howard Commons.
And you're at City Deck.
And we're at City Deck, yeah. And then we're playing at the Green Bay Rockers games again this year. That's going to be a lot of fun, so we'll be there. On Thursday nights, they have half – it's a bad combination. They have half-price beers till the mid-fifth inning, and we're there an hour before the show and everything else like that. So it's nonstop. Tickets are already on sale for those. Every Thursday night, we'll be there for Thirsty Thursday.
Really? Thursday, Thursday. Oh, yeah. Awesome, man.
Okay, we got one Love minute. That. You guys got to play it out. Send it a quick break, then we're back with more. This is unbelievable. This is fun just sitting back right here and watching you guys do your thing. Yeah. You guys would have the greatest radio show in the market if you guys did this every day. Dan Rafferty, Dennis Peters, of course, from the Glam Band, two of the great vocalists in the state of Wisconsin. Give us a little something on the way, a little bumper music on the way out.
I hear the train a-coming, that's coming around the bend. No one knows the rest of this part, that is, they don't know when. Well, they're going to Folsom Prison just to hang around.
Someone's got to do it.
That's right. Because we don't know when we're leaving, and that's a long time now.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. Mino the Mayor, our favorite part of the week, and two of the greatest entertainers you'll ever have right here in front of you. Dennis Peters and Dan Rafferty.
And Dan has got to be also, just so you know, one of the most swell people you'll ever know. I mean, he's so well-rounded. He knows a lot about a lot of things. Football coach.
Yeah.
You know, how to act in public.
To act in public.
I haven't figured that one out yet.
We'll spend some time together, Dennis.
Well, it must be love. Yeah. But seriously, one of the great people around. And that's one thing about why we're blessed in this area, too. There's so many great musicians, but great people first.
And Dan,
and there are so many of them.
You say you play for such a variety. I mean, you play for thousands and thousands of people because I've seen you.
Yes.
And you also play for smaller groups.
Absolutely. So the different types of shows that we do, sure, you'll see us at like City Deck or at big venues like Waverly Beach down in Menasha or awesome. All over the state. But no, we do a lot of private events. And then between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day, that's corporate party season.
Yes.
We're already getting booked for corporate parties. And right, like I said, we have two different trailers, so we can do two shows in the same night, and it's because we're in such demand over that winter time frame that, well, we got to have you on a Friday and a Saturday. Well, those get booked up really quick. Yeah. But no, those corporate events, New Year's Eve, oh yeah. Private events, we do in somebody's backyard, just have a blast, you bet.
And I know you're bothered by the heat, so you close the shades.
We did close the shades.
And Dennis's dog just reopened up.
That's nice.
Oh, that's Diggity Dog, by the way. That's my boy. I picked him up in August. You know,
beautiful dog.
You know, the story is, you know, dogs don't, I mean, you don't save dogs, dogs save you.
Yes.
I'm telling you, this is an example of that.
Adorable dog, beautiful.
Can you do Hound Dog
Hound
for him?
Dog?
All right.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, big Ronky. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. The ears are all perked up, too.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't never caught a rabbit and ain't no friend of mine.
How about a squirrel?
Way said you were a little squirrel. Well, that was just a lie. But you ain't that little squirrel.
Yeah.
And that squirrel's gonna die. Uh-huh. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit. You ain't no friend of mine. That's right.
We got another request here. Bad Leroy Brown.
All right.
There you go.
On the south side of Chicago. Well, it's the baddest part of town. I should know I was born in the south side of Chicago way back in the day. Well, if you go down there, you know you must be
Your dog
aware.
Is doing something inappropriate for a professional studio.
If we did that, we'd be kicked off
the
air. You
tell me everything I know.
If I was able to do that, I would never leave the house. Right. Man named Leroy Brown.
Is this one of those dueling piano shows for mature audiences now?
Yeah, they are. They can be.
And immature dogs.
Amateur dogs. Here's our opening act, right?
That's
he's
a good
bad,
name for a band.
Bad Leroy Brown, baddest man in the whole damn town. Better than old King Kong. meaner than a junkyard dog. Everybody in there gets their phones out. In the other room, we got one here. Mino and Jim just both grabbed their phones, too.
We got to. This is
good. Now, Friday, about a week ago, well, old Leroy was shooting dice.
Yeah.
And at the edge of the bar sat a girl. Her name was Doris. Ooh, that girl looked nice.
Yeah.
Well, they cast their eyes upon him. That's when the trouble soon began. Well, old Leroy Brownie, little lesson about messing with the wife of a jealous man. Cause he's bad. Bad who?
Leroy Brownie.
That's right. Baddest man in the whole damn town. Badder than old King Kong. Meaner than a junkyard dog. That's right. Cause then the two men, they took to fighting. And when they pulled them from the floor, well, old Leroy Brown, he looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone. Cause he's bad.
Bad.
Bad who? Bad. Who is it, Jim?
Leroy Brown.
That's right.
I was reading something. I'm sorry.
Badder than old King Kong. Meaner than a junkyard dog. Well, he was badder than old King Kong. Meaner than a junkyard dog.
Oh, my God. That was good.
That's unbelievable.
That was awesome.
That was one of the greatest two-minute segments of our show.
That's what she said.
That was great.
Up top.
Other Dennis's dog doing something.
That's right.
He's a poser just like his daddy.
He's not shy.
I love the fact he came right in here, got that done, left the room. Perfect.
He's a poser just like his daddy. That's nice. My boy.
This is so awesome. Dan Rafferty doing pianos. Dennis Peters, of course, from the glam band. And I know, Dan, we mentioned at the very beginning, and he poo-poos it. But the Whammies is a pretty cool thing.
Oh, it's not.
And that man and his group, huh?
They took the Grammys this year. The glam band and Dennis and all his buddies took. They had 47 different awards, 139 awards. They got 3,718 awards.
We knew of, I think, of six, but there were eight that we were nominated for. We won seven of eight.
That's incredible. That is unheard of.
But it's not about talent. It's about popularity and people, you know, come out to see us, and that's where it is.
You wouldn't be popular if you weren't talented.
It's the people that we need to thank for that.
100%. 100%. And the glam band followers, they break out new koozies. The world shows up. It's amazing.
They are a glamily.
Yes, they are. Truly a glamily. I like true. That. That's nice.
Okay, that's a good one.
Both of you guys, like this upcoming summer, we talked about some of these great little venues.
Yes.
And I'm not going to say what's your favorite because you always say the next one or whatever
right.
that. But is this for you guys like almost getting ready for the NFL season type thing where it's like, okay, here it goes.
Right. This is it. It's like opening week, it feels like. Yeah.
Well, for you guys do more of your events that are outdoors with the big productions where thousands show up. We tend to be more effective indoors.
Okay.
But it doesn't matter, right? We're both doing the Sheboygan County Fair.
Yep.
We both have a couple of different larger
Escanaba
events.
Escanaba.
And we will be at the Howard Commons, too, coming up over Labor Day weekend.
Oh, that's going
to
be great.
We're going to make sure not to be opposite of you again that time, too.
I told you when I was up in the UP last summer, and you guys were both playing Escanaba, every other ad you heard on the radio for a week straight, Downtown Escanaba is going to rock with the legendary glam band, the legendary dueling pianos. I mean, that was so huge up there. You can't believe it.
Yep.
And they look forward to it, and it was awesome. It was just amazing how people received us.
Right.
Collectively.
And one more quick plug. We played over at Bub's Irish Pub down in Germantown.
Oh, yeah.
The day before you.
Oh,
and
that's
we
right.
sold out our show, and we had tables. They sold out their show, and they had standing room only. I think people slept for a month after those two shows back to back.
That's awesome.
It was a fun
that's
time.
That's so awesome. Dad, can't thank you enough for coming down here today.
100%. Anytime. Seriously, anytime.
And did you realize how happy you make people? I mean, this is incredible what you do.
Oh, yeah.
Thank
you.
And it is. You put us on the map here in Green Bay with dueling pianos, and you're everywhere. And I just, thanks for sharing that talent.
100%.
And you too, Dennis. You're awesome.
Thank you, guys. Nothing but gratitude. Nothing but gratitude. Thank you.
Well, we got gratitude for you guys coming down here.
Thank you.
Really, truly, getting up early in the morning and coming down. We really appreciate it very much.
You bet.
And we love this series. We just love hearing talent right in front of us. So thank you both, guys. Appreciate it so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. I'm the mayor. See you again on Monday. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.